Okay, so what I've given you then are, you'll find in chapter 7 for the Hitchcock and Hughes, and then two chapters for the other, chapter 3 and 9, I believe, for the Smith RA, whatever. Yeah, that one, Rethinking Psychology, there are two chapters there. For the pleasure of having these remainder photocopies, I will need an additional $2.30.
I'm glad I'm saving it all.
Yes. Okay. Not now, but whenever. That's coming right to the end of the money, so sorry, I know it's hard. Especially as a grad student, I feel bad asking you for money. Okay. Now, what else? Okay, I've handed out a this sheet here. You just take a look at it. This one. Okay. As you know, I took this course on at a fairly last minute thing, so it took me a little while to get organized.
I think you've done amazing.
What I would have liked to have done is to have had a sheet like I'm giving you this week for all the little exercises I've given you each week, and I will have one for you by the end, so it'll look like this. It'll have a section for everything that's going in your portfolio, so it'll help you when you prepare your final journal. Okay, but finally I'm organized enough that I can give you this week's and next week's, so I just thought we could look through it, and if there's any questions or comments or ways in which we might tweak this exercise to make it useful to you, please say. As you know, the idea is that we want you to practice, have a practice interview with someone that you know, and that you would want to, this is just saying, what would you want to provide in your...
Yeah, that sounds like a party going on.
I apologize about that.
Oh, thank you. Well, are they just in the corridor? Or? Well, they're having too much fun in that class.
Fun's all well and good, but quiet fun.
It's going to be a lot meaner, but the babies are smiling.
Oh,
too much fun. You're such a sucker.
So, and this is for your reflective practice, and I've just given you some ideas of things that you might think about when you're writing a reflection. Of course, I did this before I got your reflections on last week's. A couple of you have sent them through to me already, and they were just so great. I almost was glad I didn't give you any structure, because it forced you to have to kind of give off the cuff reflection. Sometimes we have too much structure in our lives.
I think it's interesting how we interpret things.
Yeah, absolutely. So
if you look at Ed's case and how interpreted the same thing in so many different ways.
It's really, really good for that reason. I agree.
So is that like a classic teaching case in your area?
Is that what?
Is that like a classic teaching case in your area? Or widely used?
Teaching?
I mean, Ed's case.
Oh, Ed's thing? Ed's story, yeah, it's actually from a qualitative research methods book that's a bit old now, but still really good, by Taylor and Bogdan, I believe. Anyway, it's on your reference list, is where Ed's story comes from. It was from a piece of research that they carried out quite a long time ago and published, but when I used to use that book, it was one of the only books out 10 years ago that was really comprehensive in terms of looking at qualitative research methods in psychology anyway. And so that's why I started using it then, and it worked really well, and I've kept it ever since. Every now and then you come across really poignant description of something. You know, there are more or less good things, and that one's one of them. Now, so these are just guidelines, right? Use them as you will. You don't need to answer all of these questions, but if it helps you to go through them and think about them, that's fine too. Okay. Should we go on to the Next one, the field study. Okay, that's for the week after. Those of you that want to get a head start. So the idea here, I'll just read through it, and it's that you're going to spend about 2 hours, probably not less than an hour somewhere. I mean, sometimes a religious service is less, but if you go to one or whatever. But approximately, okay. At a place where you've never been or really not thought of previously going. Or perhaps another way to look at it is even if you've been there, your approach is to try to render the familiar strange, as we've been coming across in this course now and then. Okay, going to somewhere and thinking about it in a new way, being a new kind of participant in it, something like that. You may find it a lot easier to do that if it's a really novel place and situation. So I'm just suggesting a cultural event or public meeting, religious practice, laundromat, religious service, you know, anything like that. And the assignment is designed to offer you an authentic experience in constructing a narrative about anemic, which is that idea of an insider's view. This is your attempt to gain entry. If possible, I should have put interact with people in the new setting, because it isn't always, right? But you may find your any kind of form. Remember, you're there just by the nature of being there. You know, you're now involved, and whether you actually talk to or interact with anybody, you may still look at the effect your presence being there seems to have. In fact, that was what made me think of that was, I think, Marty, didn't you say about my idea of going to the park and watching children, and you were worried you'd be considered doing something you shouldn't be. Well, there's a good example of, you know, you'd want to say about what, you know, your role of what you're even being there is doing in that situation. Okay, and so the idea is to record your experience in the field, and this is any way that you feel comfortable recording it. Field notes are the usual ones. Some people record. Some people take photographs. Again, maybe not in the park. Or draw pictures. That's common too. You just draw a picture of the space, you know, the situation. Anything that's going to prompt you, and you just want to sort of record those experiences, and then that'll be your data set, and then the idea is to identify some emergent themes from that data and write, again, a narrative reflection about the experience. And you may want, in this reflection, you may want to bring in and draw on some of those field notes and whatever, pictures, diagrams, whatever you use, because we want the experience, when you report it back in class, we want to have this vicarious experience of what you experienced. So it's close to actually being there as we can get via you, is the idea. Okay. That's it. So shall we start with our narrative reflections? I think if we do that, because then what I want to do is go through this sheet I've given you about analyzing personal narrative.